Who will be the top consumer watchdog? Well, the White House may sidestep the controversy.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. It looks like the White House will pick Elizabeth Warren to head the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau set up under the financial reform law. But published reports this morning say Warren would not have to go through a drawn-out confirmation battle in Congress. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us live from Washington. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
How could the Obama administration appoint Elizabeth Warren without going through Congress?
Well, apparently Warren is going to be appointed as an assistant to President Obama. She would oversee the establishment of the Consumer Protection Bureau in that capacity. Now, the New York Times says this special appointment does not mean that Warren couldn't be named director of the Bureau eventually, but this is a way of getting her into the position right away.
And Nancy, maybe we should remind everybody, what is this new Consumer Bureau going to do?
Well, this bureau was actually conceived by Warren when she was writing about the financial crisis, and it will be pretty much as she envisioned it. It will consolidate the consumer protection responsibilities of some other government agencies like the Federal Trade Commission, and it will be able to write and enforce new standards for consumer loans like mortgages and payday loans, and it will do the same for credit cards.
Okay, and Warren was head of the congressional panel investigating the Wall Street bailout, the so-called TARP program. That panel is issuing a new report this morning. What's it say?
Well, it says there is now a stigma around TARP, and the public resents the fact that government money went to big banks. Damon Silvers is the panel's deputy chairman, and he says TARP might have made future government action politically impossible.
It has made it more difficult in general for government to take action in relation to future economic crises. It's about the capacity of our political system to respond to crisis in the wake of this experience.
Now, Silvers also talked about Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner's decision to extend TARP until October 3rd. Silvers says that did little more than keep alive the government's implicit guarantee of the U.S. financial system.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joining us live. Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Real estate data firm RealtyTrack is out with its foreclosure report for August, and really there's no way to sugarcoat this one. Defaults and repos up 4% from July's figures, as Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
RealtyTrack found that a lot of the same states keep topping the foreclosure list. Nevada was number one again for the 44th straight month. Florida and California remain among the top five. But the real estate data firm saw a new trend in August. Foreclosure creep. Rick Sharga is a senior vice president with RealtyTrack.
The problem is now migrating along the lines of where we're seeing rates of unemployment increase. Places like Idaho and Oregon and Utah and most recently Washington State.
And while foreclosure rates in some places like Florida are down marginally from last year, Sharga says that drop is mostly from foreclosure prevention programs. Until the jobs picture brightens and consumer confidence returns, Sharga says we can expect the increase in foreclosures to continue. He does not expect a housing market recovery for at least 3 years. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks in Asia slightly lower today, sharply lower in Shanghai on more concerns the Chinese government is putting the brakes on growth. European shares slightly lower, but on Wall Street yesterday, the September rally continued with the Dow adding 46 points and closing at 10,572. An ultra light.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the new Rosetta Stone, introducing their latest advancement in language learning, version 4 Totali. Information at rosettastone.com/APM. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/publicradio.
It's the Chinese version of eminent domain, government seizing private property, and it's becoming more common, so much so there is now an online video game devoted to it. The game pits angry homeowners struggling to hold on to their property against an evil demolition crew. It's become one of China's most popular online games. Marketplace China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports it is a sign the Chinese are getting fed up with losing their homes to more development.
Losing your home has never been so fun. The free online game allows you to throw slippers, firecrackers, and other household objects from an upstairs window at a demolition crew below. They're armed with shovels, bulldozers, and machine guns. Guess who wins? Chinese internet expert Wen Yunchao says he's not surprised the game's so popular.
There are so many vicious property seizures happening right now in China. And for many people, all this has reached an unbearable level.
China's rapid development and massive public works projects have forced millions from their homes. It's also spurred a public debate in China over property rights. Just this summer, the country began moving more than 300,000 people from their homes to clear the way for a massive water diversion project. Wen says more Chinese are being angered by the limited rights under Chinese law for people who face this type of forced relocation. Without this backdrop, he says, the game's pretty pointless. As pointless, perhaps, as defending your home against Chinese developers. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
An ultra-light gas-powered car that can get 102 miles per gallon is among the winners of the $10 million Automotive X Prize, a contest to develop highly efficient production-ready vehicles. The car is from Virginia-based Edison II, and the founder says his target price is $20,000. And finally, the Wall Street Journal asks, would you like flies with that? A cooking store called the Brooklyn Kitchen hosts an insect tasting menu this weekend. Wax moth larva ceviche and chocolate chirp kick cookies. Those have crickets inside. Fans of the new cuisine say it's the new sushi. Actress Selma Hayek gave it a boost on the David Letterman show.
No, we eat bugs, but we don't eat horses.
You eat bugs?
Yeah.
Well, who eats bugs?
Mexicans. I mean...
Bug Appetit from the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.